Welcome back to CyberPulse, where today we'll unpack Fortinet's critical vulnerabilities and brute force siege, Google and Microsoft's latest security triumphs, and threats from Android PKVM to AI prompt injections, Telegram's malware surge amid Russian crackdowns, and the active WinRAR zero-day stalking unpatched PCs, so buckle up and stay secure. Next up in Fortinet news. The company is reeling from a wave of critical vulnerabilities and escalating brute force attacks across its product lineup. First, Fortinet has issued multiple advisories for a severe pre-authentication remote code execution flaw in its FortiCM platform, CVE-2025-2556. Security researchers have published proof-of-concept exploit code that demonstrates a pre-auth command injection, allowing an unauthenticated attacker to run arbitrary commands on vulnerable CIEM appliances. The vulnerability has been confirmed exploitable in the wild, prompting Fortinet to urge immediate patching. At the same time, threat actors are hammering Fortinet's SSL, VPN, and FortiManager devices with a massive surge in brute force login attempts. In one recent 24-hour window, analysts counted roughly 780 unique IP addresses probing for weak credentials. The intensity and coordination of these attacks have raised alarms that an undisclosed or zero-day vulnerability may be the ultimate target. Meanwhile, Fortinet's FortiWeb web application firewall also faces scrutiny. A proof-of-concept exploit for an authentication bypass bug has been released, showing how attackers could impersonate any valid user without logging in. And in Israel, a separate phishing campaign leveraged a click-fix PowerShell technique to compromise Windows endpoints, an attack that Fortinet says its latest software update successfully blocked. Taken together, these developments spotlight a sobering reality. Even security vendors are not immune to high-severity flaws and sustained malicious traffic. Fortinet customers should immediately download and install the latest FortiSCM hotfixes, update FortiWeb to the patched release, enforce strong multi-factor authentication on SSL VPNs and FortiManager, monitor logs for unusual login spikes or failed login patterns. Stay tuned for more updates as Fortinet rolls out extended guidance and new security signatures to counter these fast-evolving threats. Coming up in Google News, here's a whistle-stop tour of today's biggest security stories and tech developments. First off, a user reached out for help cracking a lost Google account password, reminding us all how crucial strong recovery options are. Meanwhile, Google's Android PKVM hypervisor has just earned CSIP Level 5 certification, the highest stamp of approval for IoT and mobile platforms, marking a major open source security milestone in consumer electronics. In threat watching mode, researchers uncovered a new malvertising campaign that hijacks lookalike domains and social engineering lures to drop fileless malware on macOS. At the same time, Google is warning some 2.5 billion Gmail users of a fresh wave of phishing attacks and has published tips on shoring up account defenses. A Google-owned YouTube channel was reportedly hijacked to push crypto scams, and poisoned Google ads have been tricking consumers into pre-ordering a non-existent Tesla Optimus robot. On the AI front, Google searches AI snippets may sometimes surface fake customer care numbers that lead straight into fraud, and the new Gemini models are vulnerable to invisible prompt injections, an issue that could affect any app built on top of them. In an even more alarming twist, researchers found they could hijack Google Calendar invites to compromise Gemini agents, leak user data, and even seize control of connected smart home devices. Google has since patched those calendar bugs, and its AI tool Big Sleep also helped discover and fix four critical image magic vulnerabilities. Bug bounty hunters are cashing in too. Security researcher Mickey netted $250,000 for a Chrome sandbox escape flaw, and Google handed out another $250,000 for a sandbox escape with remote code execution in Chromium. There's also chatter about a Chrome renderer to kernel exploit via MSG OOB and a newly reported SSO integration weakness at a large company's Google sign-on. In more general tech news, UK authorities are advising households to clear their windowsills until November after thieves use Google's 360-degree live street view to case break-in points. Google's Chrome Enterprise is rolling out deeper OS-level protections, and you'll want to check out this expert's 7 essential Google settings to help lock down your accounts. Now, shifting gears to Microsoft territory, August patch. Tuesday was a mammoth release. Over 100 fixes covering 13 critical remote code execution bugs, a Kerberos zero day, and more. Despite patches for a major Exchange hybrid authentication flaw, over 29,000 Exchange servers remain unpatched and vulnerable to domain takeover. A fresh Teams RCE flaw lets attackers read, modify, or delete messages. And researchers uncovered a new zero-click NTLM credential leak that evades recent patches. Microsoft also revealed a downgrade attack against FIDO authentication in Entra ID and issued fixes for a critical IIS web deploy vulnerability that could allow RCE. That's today's quickfire update on Google and Microsoft security and tech news. Stay tuned, stay patched, and stay secure. Beyond patches, Microsoft introduced Windows 365 Reserve, a cloud PC service that keeps you connected to your work environment even during cyber incidents. At Black Hat USA 2025, a researcher demonstrated a new Active Directory and Entra ID authentication bypass. And specialists warned that old Office flaws like CVE 2017-11882 still get exploited. Meanwhile, Mail Sniper, a PowerShell tool for searching Exchange mailboxes, continues to be a go-to for red teamers. And Varonis highlighted native phishing tactics using Microsoft 365 apps. Next up in Telegram news, here's a roundup of the latest developments around security, malware threats, and government crackdowns. One, Russian authorities crack down ongoing raids on illicit Telegram channels, targeting drug trafficking, extremist content, illegal gambling, and crypto market scams. Warnings against using unofficial VPN services. Officials urge citizens to stick to vetted, encrypted platforms like Telegram. Repeated advisories. Telegram is for lawful, secure communication. Illegal activity will bring prosecutions. Two, surge in Telegram-based cyber threats. New malware families, specifically weaponized for Telegram users in Russia, ranging from crypto community-focused Trojans to Android-targeting payloads. Fake Telegram premium sites pushing Llama Stealer via drive-by downloads, pilfering credentials and personal data. Phishing schemes disguised as job offers. Malicious bots abusing group invites. Scattered spiders' new channel sharing breach artifacts. At least a dozen incidents reported, compromised corporate Telegram accounts, data leaks in the company-run groups, plus a 32-account hack under federal investigation. Three, Telegram's security enhancements, rolling out stronger end-to-end encryption, enhanced DDoS protection, and optional two-factor authentication to thwart unauthorized access. New privacy tools to lock chats, hide IP addresses in voice calls, and detect suspicious links before you click. Company claims these upgrades will cement Telegram's lead, projected to capture over half of Russia's messaging market by 2025. Four, expert advice and ongoing alerts. Cybersecurity specialists urge users to keep apps updated, enable two-factor authentication, verify links and channels before joining, and never share one-time codes. Russian cyber experts continue to flag fresh malware strains weekly. Vigilance remains key. That's the latest in Telegram security and policy moves. Stay tuned, stay encrypted, and as always, exercise caution before clicking any unexpected link. Up next on the WinRAR beat, researchers have uncovered a critical zero-day vulnerability, CVE 2025-8088, that's been under active attack for weeks. Here's what you need to know. One, two separate threat actors at play. A Russia-linked hacking team has been exploiting older WinRAR versions to slip malicious archives into European and Canadian targets, achieving persistent backdoors. The so-called Romcom group has also leveraged the same flaw in spear phishing campaigns, delivering its custom malware payload to compromised PCs. 2. How the attacks unfold. Victims receive what appear to be innocuous RAR attachments. When opened with an unpatched WinRAR client, the zero-day gives attackers full control, often installing hard-to-detect backdoors that survive system reboots. Security firm ESET and other researchers have detailed multiple waves of these targeted attacks, highlighting how easily the exploit nests itself in corporate and government networks. 3. WinRAR's response. As of version 7.13, WinRAR has patched CVE-2025-8088. The update closes the vulnerability and blocks the malicious unpack routines these groups relied on. If you're running any version below 7.13, you're at risk. Users and IT teams are urged to download the latest installer from the official WinRAR site immediately. Bottom line, this is a textbook reminder that even ubiquitous utilities like WinRAR need timely updates. Don't wait. Patch now to stop these zero-day exploits in their tracks. That's a wrap for today. Thanks for listening. Stay cyber smart and be sure to join us again next week for another deep dive into cybersecurity.